As listeners to the show no doubt know, every Tuesday is Book Pick Day, and we put aside time to welcome an independent bookseller to the program to share with us the great books that are on the shelves or will be soon, and things that perhaps have missed your radar, and, you know, gentle little nudge to say, this is really cool. Maybe this is something you'd be interested in. Well, yesterday we had a holiday and we were off, and which was very nice, but we didn't want to leave you book pickless. So we moved it gently from Tuesday to Wednesday, and I am thrilled to tell you that you are in the wonderful hands of Susanna Hermans from Oblong Books in Rhinebeck and Millerton, New York, to offer some great reading selections for this almost Thanksgiving-y mid-November vibe time. How are you?
I'm doing good, Joe. How are you?
I'm well. It's really good to see you. I'm thrilled you're here, and it's just always nice when you're on. Where would you like to begin?
So the first one I wanted to talk about is a novel called The White Hot by Chiara Alegria Hudes. Chiara has the distinguished she is a 2-time Pulitzer Prize winner for drama, and this is her debut novel. It is a remarkable book. As my colleague Fred described it, it's about the legacies of pain that come from generations of silence and denial of suffering. It's about it's told in the form of a letter from a mother to a daughter, and the mother left her family when her daughter was very young, and years later, she's writing a letter to her daughter to explain what happened and why she did what she did. It is just like it'll tear you apart and put you back together. She is such a talent, both as a playwright and now as a novelist. And we're so excited. She's going to be at our store in Rhinebeck this Saturday night at 6:00. And I will be there as well. So please come on over and meet Chiara.
Saturday night, the 15th, the name of the book, The White Hot. All right.
The second is a novel that just came out. Gosh, a couple weeks ago, maybe. Cursed Daughters by Oyinkan Braithwaite. If folks remember her name, it is because I want to say maybe 5 or so years ago, she wrote a novel called My Sister, the Serial Killer, which was a massive bestseller at our store. It just totally took us all by surprise. And this is her follow-up to that book. It is about 3 generations of Nigerian women who are cursed to be unlucky in love. And our main character is a young woman who falls in love with a boy that she saves from drowning. And she has to see if she can break this pattern in her family. Oyinkan is an incredible talent. And I'm so excited to have another novel from her because more please.
Yes. More please. Cursed Daughters by Oyinkan. Is that correct?
I think it's Oyinkan.
Oyinkan. Braithwaite.
Yeah.
All right. We'll go with that. Cursed Daughters is the name of the book. Excellent. Next up.
Okay. So next up is a work of nonfiction. The Gales of November, The Untold Story of the Edmund Fitzgerald by John Bacon. This is my pick for the nonfiction adventure read of the fall and of the holiday season. This is the book I'm going to be putting in the hands of anybody who's looking for a book for someone who loved The Wager or Killers of the Flower Moon. My husband is listening to the audiobook of this right now, so I have been getting updates from him about how he feels about this book. He's a great nonfiction reader, and when a book really resonates with him, and he is really when he starts to talk to me about it. And he was describing this book to me as an incredible window into a time and place, this sort of the industrial engine and heart of the American century. Most of us know this from the song. I am just now learning. I don't know. That song has such an older sound to me. I thought this crash had happened, or the sinking had happened much, much earlier in the century, but it was 1975. And 29 men were lost at sea during this incredible storm in the Great Lakes. The author has interviewed over 100 people who were family members, friends, who were connected to the crew because most of them are still alive. And it's just an absolute page turner, unbelievable storytelling. And I think this book is going to just be massive.
I will tell you, and this is absolutely true, not that I say things on the show that aren't true, but this is absolutely true, that I've gone into two independent bookstores in the last week where, in talking to my friends, they said, you have to read this.
Yes.
Yes, you have to read this. So you are now the third.
Okay.
The Gales of November, The Untold Story of the Edmund Fitzgerald. John Bacon is the author, and just terrific. And it's gotten great reviews, too. Just absolutely phenomenal. All right.
Next up, I have a book that you and I are doing an event for tonight.
Yay!
Yay! This book is Extremely Happy Holidays, Wildly Creative New Cocktails to Uplift and Enchant Through a Year of Holiday Chaos. The author is Devin McEwen, with art by his mom, Sandra Boynton, who, if you don't know her name, you 1,000% know her art. She is probably the most prolific children's book artist in America, I think it's fair to say, like mostly in the board book universe, which are those nice sturdy cardboard books for the little
yes.
ones. But Sandra's a grown-up adult, and as is her son. And he was writing a cocktail book, and he was telling his mom about it, and she was like, hey, I could illustrate that for you. And they put together this really delightful, charming book. It truly is the full year of holidays, everything from Groundhog's Day to Talk Like a Pirate Day. This is going to be such a lovely gift for the holidays. And Sandra and Devin will be with us tonight at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury, Connecticut. And that is at 6:30. Tickets are still available, and we have a few tickets left. The ticket comes with a copy of the book and a cocktail that the inn
Ooh.
Is creating from the book.
Well, that's fantastic.
And you'll be there, Joe.
We'll be there. First of all, I have to say that Sandy's one of my favorite humans on the planet. She's
Truly.
Just a lovely, lovely, lovely human being. So nice. We've had a dear, dear friendship over the years. And we did an event with her last year. For her holiday project over at the Mahawi. We had so much fun, and I'm looking forward to tonight with both her and Devin, who is just he's very quite the mixologist, that one.
Oh,
yes,
wonderful.
And has taken this on. We had them on the show last week, I guess, and I don't know when it was.
What day is it today?
I have no idea. I have no idea. It wasn't that long ago, and it was great to have them on the program. But I would tell you, even if you are, this is for exuberant grownups, but I would say to you, even just to look at this book and to enjoy it, because there, first of all, mocktails are included.
Yes.
So if you are do not imbibe, that is certainly something to know. But also, my God, the art is just great. Just great. Just look at the little bunny ears on that. I mean, it's just fantastic. It just has such wit, and it's beautiful, and such in keeping with her style as well as his. So really good stuff. Cocktail time tonight, 6:30, White Hart Inn, Salisbury, Connecticut. Find out more, oblongbooks.com.
Wonderful. Oh, I'm excited.
Right.
I'm excited.
Okay. It'll be
I'm going to have a cocktail tonight, Joe.
All right.
I'm telling
Me
you
too.
Right now.
Me too.
Going to need it. Going to need it.
Well, what,
as I
what
said,
could go wrong?
What day is it? I don't know. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so next up, I have another amazing work of nonfiction. It's called Reaping What She Sows, How Women Are Rebuilding Our Broken Food System by Nancy Matsumoto. I feel like this is an especially timely topic right now as we are kind of as a nation talking about food insecurity, dealing with the cuts to SNAP and sort of like seeing, you know, maybe some of us are thinking about food and how it's distributed for the first time, sort of critically as adults. And in this book, Nancy Matsumoto is a James Beard award-winning writer, and she celebrates the women heroes who are fighting against big food. And she asks the question, how should we eat? It looks at what if we could return to a time where our needs were met by the farmers in our own communities rather than like a commodity-based food system that values profit above everything else. And I think this is just going to be a great read and a great discussion. She will be at our Rhinebeck store on Friday, November 21st. So you can come out and meet Nancy. But even if you can't make it, if this is a subject that you're wanting to learn a little bit more about, I think this is a great place to start. And it couldn't be a more important time to talk about it.
Absolutely. It is Reaping What She Sows, How Women Are Rebuilding Our Broken Food System by Nancy Matsumoto. The event is the 21st of November.
And then wrapping it up, I have a kid's book, Outside by Jennifer Holm. Jennifer Holm is a three-time Newbery Honor winner. And in her new book, she has crafted a story about a found family of children and adults who are living in a compound after an apocalyptic event has happened. And they never leave this building. And then one day, one of the kids ventures outside. And it's about what happens next. It is wonderful. It is, I would say it's for ages 8 and up. I would say it's also like a fairly easy read. It's written quite simply, which is perfect for kids who are reluctant readers or who aren't reading at level. But it doesn't sacrifice any of the awesome, exciting page-turningness. It's a truly thrilling story. And I just think, I think a lot of kids are struggling right now with their reading and struggling to find desire to read books. And this is, if you have a kid like that in your life, give them Outside by Jennifer Holm.
This is terrific. And oh, I would love. I can still read this, obviously. But
yes,
and I will. But at that age, I would have loved this book.
Oh yeah, it's so much fun. And I like. Yeah, it also has like a nice like, grown-ups don't always have your best interests at heart kind of theme going on.
Well, I certainly would have liked it then. It's Whatever You Do, Don't Leave Home. Outside is the name of the book. Published by Scholastic. All right, what else we got going on?
We got tomorrow night, Thursday night, in Rhinebeck from 5 to 7 at our Rhinebeck store. We're doing an educator night. So anybody who calls themselves an educator is welcome to come on over. And
you self-identify as an
educator.
Whether
that's like, you know, however you interpret that word. Come on down. We've got some food and some drinks. And lots of swag and giveaways and 20% off all your shopping. So it's a great time to do holiday shopping. Our educational partnership coordinator will be there. If you want to talk about, you know, purchasing books for your institution, which is something that we are able to do and offer great deals to folks. So come on down and hang out at the bookstore. No pressure, but a lot of fun.
That's really wonderful. I know you do a lot of work with schools.
Yeah.
And schools and school book fairs and so forth, which is really important.
Yeah.
Those were always a big deal for me when I was a kid growing up.
School, yeah. I think it's really important for bookstores to connect with their local schools. You know, we do a program every year where the fourth graders in Rhinebeck get to take a field trip to the bookstore as part of this project where they're learning how to make a book. At the end of the project, they come to the bookstore to learn about marketing. Like, okay, you wrote a book. Now you have to sell it.
Oh.
Here's what that looks like. And I get to talk to them about, like, how to sell a book, which is so cool.
That is very cool.
I think it's important for kids to see that there are so many different careers in books that aren't just writing books. You know, no matter what you love to do, there's a career in books that connects to it.
Do you do this with the kids? You say, now here's a book that's sold a lot of copies, and here's a book that we hoped would, but hasn't done anything.
Yeah, that's
really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Real world examples.
Yeah, the cover does matter, kids.
Oh, look, see, you're the educator here. Ed, anything else? Event tonight.
Yeah, big event tonight. Come on to the White Hart. We've got a handful of more events for the year, but we're really just sort of head first into holiday season. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah,
but the bookstore is crammed to the roof with books, so please come out and help us get rid of them.
I haven't been there in about 10, 12 days, but it looked great.
Oh,
it looks fantastic.
Thanks, Joe.
It's just very, very nice. So, congratulations to all for making it look so beautiful. You can find out more by going to oblongbooks.com. Come join us tonight for a lot of laughs, a cocktail, a book. You'll have a great time. It's Sandra Boynton, Devin McEwen, and Oblong will be putting on the show at the White Hart. I'll be hosting. I don't know what I'm doing. And interviewing them, talking about drinks. it seems like a good gig to me. Always a pleasure, Susanna.
Likewise,
I will see you
Joe.
In just a few
yes,
hours.
See you soon.
Excellent. We'll be back right after this.